Okay, let's move, please, to our...
Mayor, Mr. Rosen has arrived, item 1057.
Sure, please.
Okay. 1057, request of M. Shane Rosen to address council to present a poem.
It seems to be the morning for poetry. Welcome.
So, good morning, Mayor Hales, commissioners. Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to present a poem and talk about granting grace. That's what I really want to talk about is grace today. And I made a little handout. I would ask that you would give me just a few extra minutes. I have prepared a succinct presentation, and I'd like to
try to keep it.
I will keep it as clean and as fast as I can.
We'll bend the rules and give you 4 minutes.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right.
So I want to talk about grace today. That's what I want to talk about. The first page of that handout is some definitions of grace and a couple of articles about how forgiveness, practicing forgiveness, increases healing. And when I was last in here, I was at my State of the City address, and I declared the city in peril. Shortly thereafter, you declared a state of a housing emergency, which I've been trying to address for a long time. So that's great. I want to commend you on the forward action that you're taking. That's the kind of grace that I'm talking about. The poem that I'm going to read, I read in 1997 in this very room to Mayor Katz, and it was sparked in part by the death of Karen Holtz, who was a bicycle racer in town and engaged person in the community, and she was killed by a drunk driver on Marine Drive on a Sunday afternoon. And the way that the bicycling community responded was by reaching out to the drunk driver's family who had lost their breadwinner. That's the kind of grace that we need to get out of the trouble that we're in with the police and the housing and the economy. And so that's what I want to talk about is grace. And this poem is a way that I want to address that. And then I have just a few other thoughts after the poem that I'd like to share. So in the Oregonian in February of 97 or April of 97, there was a little fact. There used to be the Edge, and it had little factoids. And three of those were the portion of the world's monarch butterfly population that froze to death in a freak Mexican snowstorm, and it was 17% of the monarch butterfly in one snowstorm. So we know how perilous it is these days. That was 20 years ago. The ozone hole over the Antarctica is 10,000 square miles, and the distance that a human can travel on the energy equivalent of a gallon of gasoline is 930 miles. So that's the title of this poem, 930 miles per gallon. Desire for bike streets is causing me to see red. I said to Fred, I'd give my blood. To Kenneth, I saith, I'm ready to take a bridge as our hostage, which got up Ira's ire. But I challenge us to risk facing up to transportation, injustice, all rated second class. We're indignant cyclists. The laws are unjust by design, ever putting life and limb on the line. Indignance growing into intolerance. We refuse this bike lane dance. Take that meager six-inch strip of paint and, well, put it where the sun ain't. We're done with that compromise. We don't believe the lies. You decry with your mouth a love for the bicycle, but you're fair with petrol. Babe, you're just a gigolo. All you can build is car parks and highways. This is 20 years old. A few miles of bike lanes and you widen every byway. We're tired of this blank. We're not going to take it. Give us the dignity of our self-responsibility. Because cyclists see another scene. Transportation, separation, apart from the death machine. This petrol addiction is killing all that we love. Green things, two legs, four legs, swimmers below, winged above. We don't seek to deny the privilege to drive, but fair share of the road you'd better give, or you have us to thank for the candy bar in your tank. If you refuse our demand to implement a bike streets plan, there'll be a riot at hand, and we'll only get louder. In fact, we became bike louder. And if it's a hostile takeover, we'll extradite you and your car to somewhere in Antarctica. Under a ozone hole 10 million square miles, you can drive in high style. But instead, let's stick together. The change to weather, 10%, 7% of the pavement, as I figure. So
Thank you.
If you look on the next page, this is where I got to get to. So the
we'll have to take another time to.
Can
get
I
your,
please
get
just
back.
Make
we'll,
this
we'll
one
look through your materials?
Point.
So
can I please just?
We gave you 4 minutes. We can't start doing that. So I really appreciate your poem. It was wonderful. We will look through your materials, and we'll certainly give you another opportunity to come back. So, but we can't bend them any further than that. I'm sorry.
You can. You can. But I'll have to sign up and finish this presentation at another time.
Please
thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay.